Latest coronavirus US travel restriction impacts most travelers from the EU. Employers and their workforce are waking up to news this morning of further US travel restrictions given the COVID-19 pandemic. This time, the restrictions affect most travelers from the European Union, EU. The following are highlights of what you need to know today. Foreign nationals who have visited the Schengen area in the past 14 days will not be permitted to enter the United States under presidential proclamation. Similar to recent presidential proclamations that restrict travelers who have visited China or Iran, the presidential proclamation that President Trump signed yesterday suspends the entry of most foreign nationals who have been in the Schengen area at any point during the 14 days prior to their scheduled arrival to the United States. The countries in the Schengen area are Austria, Belgium, Czech Republic, Denmark, Estonia, Finland, France, Germany, Greece, Hungary, Iceland, Italy, Latvia, Liechtenstein, Lithuania, Luxembourg, Malta, Netherlands, Norway, Poland, Portugal, Slovakia, Slovenia, Spain, Sweden, and Switzerland. The proclamation is effective at 11:59 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time on March 13, 2020. The proclamation does not apply to persons aboard a flight scheduled to arrive in the United States that departed prior to 11:59 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time on March 13, 2020. Click here to obtain additional information regarding restrictions, enhanced screening procedures at select airports, and steps employers should take. With thanks to our Global Immigration and Mobility Team for this alert.